May the Lord put your hearts and minds at peace, and may you reach out to Him when He seeks your company in faith, knowing that He loves you. Do not be afraid, and do not allow unbelief to stop you from reaching out and taking the Lord's hand in prayer. He really longs for this. May you have a really big breakthrough in this area this week as you pray. With great honor, Jesus came and invited me to dance with Him as He bowed ever so slightly and asked, "May I have this dance?" Oh, His face was so gentle and clear as He extended His hand and led me to the dance floor. I was wearing my wedding gown, and Julie True's amazing anointed music was playing in the background. I could no longer feel my feet as He glided ever so gently across the dance floor. It was so ethereal. I felt like I was floating in His arms, literally, absorbed in His regal heavenly atmosphere until nothing else could exist in my consciousness. The sweetness was overwhelming. There was no need to control anything. I was at rest in a state of sublime abandonment and perfect peace. He commented, "Yes, I allowed this because I want you to feel the freedom you will have in your homeland. Beloved, when you are in my arms, you are in heaven." He paused momentarily, lifted my chin, and said, "You have no idea how much you mean to me. The enemy has projected so much guilt and failure on you that you were beaten down. And how can I convince you of your beauty to me? I wish you would stop listening to the liars' narratives. You are missing so much, Claire. I dance with you so delicately because truly you are a delicate and exquisite creature. You try to make light of it, but remember, you are an Israelite by birth. My people, many of you who have been drawn to this channel truly are descendants of the tribes of Israel. Spirit speaks unto spirit, and truly you have recognized my voice on this channel. For you, too, are remnants of my people, and exquisitely made." Lord, you're right. I still haven't settled in this truth yet, he replied. But someday you surely will, and that day is not far off. I nervously dodged what he said. Oh, Jesus, what a beautiful dance floor. Oh, Jesus, what a beautiful ballroom. He replied, "It is the very same one we will be on for our wedding dance. Beloved, I love you so much. Your worth to me is far above all the silver and gold that the universe can contain. You are here now in my arms by your consent. Do you know how priceless these moments are to me? Oh no, you have no idea. Suffice it to say that all the sweet strains of violin music in the whole world could not contain the feelings I have for you. Shall I go on? How can I ever convince you?" At that point, it was break time, and I was having trouble keeping my eyes open, so I went to lay down. And when I returned, he was still waiting for me. He began again, "My dear ones, there is nothing more heavenly than the Lord holding you close in utter purity. His breath is heaven itself. Imagine, he created all things through this very same breath of his mouth. And now he invites you into his embrace, and that very breath is breathing beside your cheek." It reminded me of Psalm 33:6. "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. He piles up the waters of the sea. He puts the depth into storehouses. How marvelous are your ways, O Lord." And also Colossians 1:16, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Today, when he invited me into the sweetness of his being in utter purity, as I rested my head upon his shoulder, the atmosphere of heaven was so strong, I could hardly stand. I was transfixed by the sweetness of his gaze and the words he spoke over me. I don't know how I stayed there with him. It was intoxicating. Another realm of utterly sweet abandon. Oh, Jesus, I never, ever want to leave this place. He replied, "But you must know and experience this sublime reality in order that my people will draw near to me when I call them. Do you know the number one cause that keeps people from resisting intimacy with me, and why they hold me at arm's length, continually failing to connect with me? You should know, for you're no different. You too have resisted me, beloved." I replied, "Fear? Yes, my love. It is indeed fear and shame projected onto you by the accuser of the brethren. My people, all of you have breathtaking beauty that captures my heart, especially when you come looking for me. Each one of you is a perfected miracle as you enter heaven. Why do I say this? Because in heaven there's no expiration of time. You are already who I made you to be, so there is nothing to fear when I approach you. As you enter heaven, the process of your perfection has already been completed. I see you as you truly are, even now, because of your love and desire for me. That alone has made you perfect in my eyes. That is why my heart melts when you seek me. Even now, as you are still sojourning through this corrupted earth, take my hand, beloved. I long to be united with you. Let us put an end to all your fears. And by the way, this is real. And from me. Yes, I am calling you to rise up. Come, take my hand and let us dance together and spend sweet time sharing our hearts with one another. How I long for this intimacy with you, my bride. I do so long for it. I have called you, and you know I have called you. Rest assured, if I have called you, it is because you are irresistible in your purity and beauty. And I wish to spend this time with you. It brings me so much joy. Please, take my hand. Don't be afraid. And let us dance the night away.